Hi, friends. I'm Anna McKenna. I'm a mom, a partner, an entrepreneur, and an Army veteran, and I'm totally dedicated to helping others evolve into the next best version of themselves. My vibe is straightforward and practical, and I'm all about community. I'm here to bring you information, inspiration, and actual tools you can really use to improve your life, no matter where you're at in your journey. If you are ready to talk mindset, wellness, money, business, relationships, and so much more, well, you're in the right place. This is Better Life School with Anna McKenna. If you're thinking about losing weight or you're currently on a weight loss journey of your own, you're gonna wish that you knew these four things that I'm gonna share with you in this video sooner. Over the last 2 years, I lost 60 pounds and I completely changed my life. But there are four things that would have made it so much easier had I known them sooner. If you are tired, sick and tired of trying to lose weight, and you actually want to lose it and keep it off in 2024, make sure you smash that subscribe button so I can help you do just that. We have a great community here. The first thing that I wish I knew was that it was going to be so much more than simply taking a shot every week. I thought when I started that simply taking that shot, all my problems with food noise and portion control would just go away, just totally disappear. And I soon figured out that taking that shot was just one small part of the equation. Yes, it helped me, you know, feel full longer, and I didn't think so much about what I could or I couldn't eat, but so much more actually went into it. I had to totally change how I ate day in and day out. I had to drink a lot more water, eat more protein, stay as far away from sugar as I could so that my stomach felt better. And most of all, I had to accept that I didn't really need to cut everything I liked out. I could just eat normally, just more intentionally and in smaller portions. I had to listen to my body, and especially the times nausea hit me, which wasn't great, knowing that sometimes it would overtake me and I might not feel well. For some people, this can be easier than for others, but for most people, you need to understand this is more than just a simple take your shot and all the weight falls off and all of your problems have disappeared. But that's not the only thing I wish I knew. I wish I truly understood that my experience was going to be different from the next person taking this medication. Everybody thinks that the moment they take their shot, their journey is going to look like their friend's journey or someone that they saw on an internet. There's a lot of those groups out there, and it's not. Depending on how much weight you have to lose and other health issues that you might be dealing with, like I do with my autoimmune disease, how much water you're drinking, how much you're moving your body, all this plays into the rate that you're going to lose. And that's different for everyone, and that's okay. Everyone's path is different. You should focus on your own health and wellness journey, your own weight loss journey. Some people will lose 100 pounds on this medication. Others may lose 30 or 40. And you should work with your doctor or your medical provider to set goals that make sense for you. Some people are going to want to lose weight really fast. And if you do, you're going to be stuck with a sallow face and just lots of extra skin. So no matter how frustrated you feel, realize that there will be stalls, and that's part of the process. Comparing yourself to others is not a good vibe, and it's not going to get you where you want to go with your weight loss, and it might make you fall off altogether. Nobody wants that. Now, before I share the last and most important thing that I wish I knew sooner, I wish I knew that my workout habits were going to look different and that that was okay. For years and years, while I struggled with my weight and was on every single diet known to earth, the whole time I ran myself ragged doing cardio and lifting huge weights. And all this was while I was depriving myself of food and totally cutting things out together, doing different diets. Sometimes I cut out all gluten. Sometimes I did the whole 30. I did everything, you name it. I beat myself up in the gym all to lose no weight. And I was fried and I felt overwhelmed. So this year, I started focusing on being kinder to myself and really treating my body in a kinder manner. I really just focused on moving my body every day, just a little bit. And that also helped with overcoming the side effects of my medication, and my body started to respond. You don't have to kill yourself and fry your system, work out to death to make this work. Which brings me to my most important thing that I wish I knew.
Hey friends, Anna here from the Girls Girl Pod. Are you ready to get your shit together for real in 2024? Are you really ready to go from overwhelmed with work, health stuff, crazy relationships, money issues, and other shit to feeling in control and at peace with your day-to-day? then I want you to join me over at annamckenna.com, where I'm leveraging my 15 years of coaching the literal basics of taking control of your life and getting you to the other side, where you actually have money and are at peace with your kids, your spouse, your career, and you. Yes, this can happen for you, no matter where you're at today. And I'm not your typical woo-woo coach. I give you practical, real tools you can apply to really, truly get your shit together and make the change you really want to make in your life. Get on over to anna-mckenna.com and grab my bootcamp and workbook. You can also join my weekly love letter to you, packed, and I mean packed, with the real deal tools, offers, and discussion that matter. Hope to see you over there.
You absolutely have to get your mind and your lifestyle right. You need to dig deeper into figuring out why you got unhealthy, and you need to figure out your stressors, whether it's work, your family, or your home life, stored trauma that you haven't addressed, depression, anxiety, all of it. You have to decide what kind of life you want to live and understand that you deserve to live that life. You deserve to live a day-to-day where you feel healthy, confident, and happy. Y'all, we are only here once. You can't let anyone or anything hold you back from that. Therapy and coaching are two really good ways to address some of this, but for others, it can be even as simple as changing what you're reading or you're watching, who you're surrounding yourself with, what kind of work you want to be doing, and you get to design your life. If you're on this medication and you're successful without addressing what is really going on underneath the surface, you will be very unlikely to keep the weight off. Work towards changing what you're consuming and continue on being inspired by others who are doing the same thing. You deserve it. So much more goes into it. If you want to lose more weight in 2024, or you want to know what I'm doing to lose my next 30 pounds, I strongly suggest you check out this video. We are also offering an awesome membership here, and I hope that you'll take a look and join that as well. Till next time, guys.
Welcome to the Girls Girl Podcast with Anna, Megan, Katie. We are three real girls, girls with one mission: to bring you the straight up, no nonsense, real talk, everything you are silently thinking and beyond.
On this pod, you can expect us to chat about all the things. Nothing is off limits here. We'll talk parenting, money, career, sex and relationships, and so much more. We'll bring on guests and experts and dish on real life challenges, wins, and goals.
Trust us, you're not going to want to miss this. Are you a real girl's girl? Then you're in the right place.